Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hello and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might be listening on CFBX in Kamloops or in Nova Scotia at Axe Radio Canada, or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or the Co-Creator Network. And later on in the hour, we're going to have a former guest calling in, Davy Ward. She is the Tantra teacher, and she has some updates for us. But first, we have a really fun show today. We have Elvira Tarot. She is a tarot and clairvoyant expert. She's an international psychic and she does readings and workshops. And there's also a couple of psychic fairs coming up that she's going to be telling us about. So she's going to be doing readings on the air today, 604-822-2487. Obviously on the radio, there'll be mini readings. But before we get started with that, welcome to the show, Elvira.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Thanks for coming in. So tell us, you were telling me in the lounge how you got started as a clairvoyant.
Right. Well, what happened with that was in 1975, I had major surgery on my left kidney to remove a kidney stone, and during the surgery, I died. So when I came back, I was quite psychic, but being that I was charismatic Christian, I kind of fought it for 2 years, but now here I am.
So what is charismatic Christian?
It's where you go to church and you're worshiping Jesus and God and all that stuff. And you're very dedicated to the church.
Okay, so it's like not, is it different than another kind of Christian?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
So is it like a Baptist or like a different sect of Christianity? Or?
It's just basically Christianity where you debunk the psychic stuff and you do everything you can to sort of get in their way and sort of stop them from doing what they're doing. But then things changed for me, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you never imagined that you would have this kind of, I mean, if you're debunking it, then you obviously didn't have any belief in it.
No, I didn't.
So what was it like when you had mentioned that you were seeing auras and things? So what was that like for you?
Well, first it was very scary, and then it sort of started with all of a sudden from the different colors I was seeing, I could understand like what somebody was going through, what they were feeling, what their health situation was like. Okay, so basically all of us are born with psychic abilities, you know, but from when we're small, we're taught from our parents, don't touch this, don't touch that, or God, have you ever got an imagination, you know, like you have invisible friends or whatever, or somebody's telling you something and then sure enough it happens. You know, so I would say like we all have our gut feeling or intuition, impressions, things like that. And that sort of helps us along. Like, oh, I knew I should have taken a different route to work. And then you get stuck in a traffic jam or car accident.
I've had that happen when I was 15. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So all kinds of things do happen, but we often don't accredit it to being psychic at all. Okay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So, okay, now we're going to start out doing a mini reading on me just to sort of get the ball rolling. Yes. Again, the number is 604-822-2487 if you want to call in and get a reading. But what kind of questions can you answer in just, obviously, your reading, when you do a regular reading, it's much more in depth.
It's more in depth, yes.
But for the radio, what kind of questions?
It's basically the same, only you do it minuscule. Okay, you just focus on something small. Okay, it can still be like travel, relationship. I'm not supposed to focus on health here, but direction, moving, things like that, changing of job.
Okay.
Okay.
And so is there any, how long is a regular reading?
A regular reading is about half an hour to 45 minutes. And at home, I tape it on a CD and then the person takes it home with them.
Nice. So they come to your house?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you're doing a psychic fair that's just coming up.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Okay, that'll be in the Best Western Hotel Center, on February 16th from 10 till 6 p.m. And there's not just me there, but a bunch of other readers, and everybody does something different.
February 15th?
16th.
It's a Saturday. It's a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Okay. From 10 to when?
10 to 6.
10 to 6. And Best Western Hotel Center, where is that? Downtown?
319 North Road in Coquitlam.
Okay, North Road, Coquitlam. And then are you doing another one after that?
I should be doing one probably over in Victoria or Nanaimo, but we're not sure on the dates on that yet.
Okay, cool. Okay. So if you get a mini reading or you hear something you like on the air today, then you can go to 319 North Road in Coquitlam. That's the Best Western on February 16th.
Right.
And I guess, do people have to get tickets in advance for that?
No, they don't.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then you've also brought some cards. You've got the guidance deck. You gave me this lovely gift, thank you, just for today cards, where you shuffle the deck and you pick a card, or you suggested keeping it in a pretty bowl. Yes. And then just every morning I could pull one out.
Yes.
And it says, I'm going to open the deck here. It's really nice.
Yes. They're kind of like angel cards, only just for today cards.
Just for today, all conditions in my life that brought me pain and sorrow are healed. Just for today, I surrender every harmful thought that has made a home in my mind and body. Just for today, I am not limited in any way. I have a world of experience to draw from. I love those. And there's people looking in.
Yes, waving.
So that's interesting. And someone actually had mentioned that these are just for today, is like taking one day at a time, like a 12-step program. But you weren't aware of that one.
No, I wasn't.
And so you also brought, now this is the prize for, we'll decide who we're going to give this away to.
Sure.
It's the guidance deck. Mm-hmm. Past, present, future. It's all in the cards. And so this is sort of kind of like angel cards?
No, those are kind of like the tarot.
Oh, more like the tarot. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Only softer and gentler.
Okay. So there's the happy result, success. Mm-hmm. There's lots of different ones. And there's instructions on how to do a reading with them.
Cool. Yes.
Nice. I like those. Okay. So we'll be giving those away to one lucky listener and who calls in. So 604-822-2487 if you want to get on the air and get a reading. Okay. So can we get started with my reading?
Sure.
Do I have to ask you a specific question, or is there anything that the cards want me to know?
No, I don't feel you need to shuffle them. The impression I get from you is there seems to be a lot of sadness. Okay. It seems to be around your childhood and how you were raised. Am I right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you adopted or something?
No, I was in foster care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it always seems like you were on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Okay, always wanting to belong, but not really there. Okay, because I can see you looking in a window, and everybody else is having fun, and you're kind of very sad and depressed.
Hmm.
Okay. It's showing here you need to watch your health a little more.
Okay.
Okay, being too busy, you need to slow down a bit.
Hmm.
Okay, I don't know what your schedule's like, but it's showing here you need to sort of pull back and have a massage or something.
I was just saying yoga. Yesterday I need a massage. Okay.
Okay. All right. Do you look too much outside for approval?
Probably. I try not to, but
okay. Okay, because it's showing you need to be your own best friend. You're focusing too much on wanting other people to say how they think you are or how you look or whatever. You need to go by how do you feel about you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you need to have a closer relationship with yourself. Okay, because remember, you're the one living inside your body and you need to love you.
Mm-hmm.
Find different ways to do that. You know, like, as we already discussed, massage, Reiki, yoga, jogging, something that, you know, resonates for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, two times here now it's showing about the money situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Instead of looking at it like, oh my goodness, I've got bills to pay, you know, where's the money coming from? Bless each bill that comes in. and say, thank you, I'm glad that I have the money to pay you and that. Because the more you turn it around, the more you bring money into yourself. Okay. Even when you find a penny on the street, like focus on, wow, you know, I found a penny or a dime or a quarter, instead of saying, oh, God, it's just a penny.
Okay.
Okay. What would help, I know it sounds silly, I've said it to a number of people before, but if you have a clear glass, fill it with water and put in shiny coins, like a shiny penny or shiny loonie. Stick it in the window in the sunshine and have it be, you know, resonated with the sun and the water and that, and then every few days change the water. It brings money from unexpected places.
Oh, fun.
Okay.
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 Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I see the devil there. What does that mean?
It's upside creativity.
Down. Oh, really? It's okay. Not like a bad thing?
No, I look at it as creativity, where you've overcome a lot of things. Oh, are you working on a book?
I am, yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. See, that's creativity.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. You're looking for a publisher now?
No, I just need to focus on writing more of it. Like,
oh, okay.
Taking time. Like, I do all these things and I'm like busy doing a whole bunch of nothing.
Yes.
Like, I always seem busy, but there's not much being accomplished.
Right.
So I feel like I need to schedule more time just to sit and write.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I feel this book will be published, not right away. It's more like 2-3 years down the road, and it'll be successful for you, okay? Are you planning a trip this year? There's a trip coming up.
Nothing that I've planned. I'd like to take a trip either to LA or Edmonton to take a workshop, but the money isn't there right now, so
yes.
Maybe I'll put the coins in there and
okay, that's good.
Yeah, the money will come.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
So again, as she's pulling out more cards, if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. And yeah, because I know what happens is everyone waits till the last minute and then they all want a reading at the same time. So if you want a reading, you got to call in now, because we're going to wrap up the show 5 or 10 minutes early. So if you're thinking you want to have a reading, you better pick up the phone and give us a call, 604-822-2487. So what do you see?
Okay.
Next?
This card here is you are going to take your course.
The workshop that I
went to? The workshop,
okay.
Yes. You're going. But it's almost like you didn't think you were going to go or be able to go, but it shows you are going.
Hmm.
Okay. It's kind of like at the last minute, things come together for you. Okay.
Cool.
And that won't be your first trip to Edmonton.
It won't
be the first trip. You'll be making many, many trips there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Interesting. Okay.
You're looking flabbergasted.
Well, because you said it won't be the first trip. So I thought, have I been there before?
No,
because I haven't been there.
You're going to be there many, many times.
Okay. So, well, that brings up a question, because there's a guy that I'm sort of seeing who lives in Edmonton, but I don't think it's going to go anywhere. So is that to do with him or just some other reason?
You're going for the workshop right now, but take it slow with the relationship.
Yeah, well, I don't even think I'm going to have a relationship with him. I'm just asking.
Okay, so just take it slow. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. Here again, it's talking about watching your health. Do you have a problem with your chest area?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Bronchitis? Nothing in the chest?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's something you need to say to somebody? You've been holding on to it and not.
I don't know. I don't really hold back on much that I've got to say, but I'll.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yes. Because it's saying that there's something stuck there that needs to come out.
Okay.
All right. There again, it's talking about two trips. So, yeah, you're going on two trips this year.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You not sleeping well at night?
I didn't sleep last night.
Oh.
It's been, yeah, I have mixed. Sometimes I sleep fine, other times
yes.
not. Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting. you certainly are a very creative person. Are you planning on expanding your show more? There's more things in the works.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Okay. All right. Do you have a curiosity of learning your own psychic abilities, your own spirituality?
I don't know. I think I don't really have the self-discipline, I don't think, to practice it every day. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because it's showing here very strongly an awakening that you're having. Okay. So it's like the doors are opening whether you're ready or not.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
There's more money coming your way. Okay. Do you go to a casino or anything?
No.
No? Okay. Well.
Maybe one of my trips will be Vegas.
It could be. Now, if you go to a casino, look for a machine with the number 426 on the top. Number 426 in a casino. That will be a lucky one for you. Because it's, see, you get your wish, and there's the money card. And that looks like the fall of the year, so it's September, October time. It's not like going tomorrow, but, you know, some plannings evolve with it, but the number 426 on the top.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's those one-armed bandits.
Oh, yeah.
I'm okay. Thinking of. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay, yeah. The impression I get is that you are quite different from your family members. They're on a different spiritual path than you are. Okay. They seem to be having a lot of problems.
My parents are dead, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
There just seems to be a lot of problems there. You still have siblings?
I have a half-brother who I don't really know.
No.
Yeah, and okay. A step-brother who I don't really know. Yeah.
No, okay. Well, they seem to have a lot of problems. And there seems to be addictions with that. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean like drugs or alcohol, but there's other problems there. Okay. So, like, part of you misses them, but part of you doesn't, because you know you're on a higher plane than they are. Okay. Okay. Do you need a Kleenex?
No, I'm fine.
All right.
Do okay. I seem like I'm going to cry?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. Are you moving?
Not anytime soon.
Not anytime soon. Okay. Because it's showing here there's a lot of boxes. And, like, it could be you're putting things into boxes to get rid of the stuff, or putting them into boxes to get it off the walls for painting or wallpapering or something. Or a big move. Okay. But something's going on there.
Okay, that's going on now, or because I mean, I don't have plans to move or anything, no, but
not
it
right
could
now.
Happen. No.
Okay. You need to find a way to relax and calm down, because this one is the Eight of Swords, and they're all tied in knots. So yoga would be good, or meditation. Do you do either or not? No,
not consistently. Okay. I do once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it needs to be more on a regular routine to help you to unblock your chakras and get the channels opening and flowing again.
Okay.
Okay. And here you are. Did something become resolved or settled for you in the last few days? It's almost like aha, but you weren't really sure what the aha was.
I don't know. That's to kind of always, my life is always like that. There's always something.
All right. Okay.
I can't think of anything specific, but there must be something. Yeah.
All right. Okay. There's so many things in your life that are yet to be. Okay. So, the sky's the limit. Like, you're always thinking your age is behind you about things. Okay. I don't think a person really comes into being until they start their 30th birthday. And then the 30th on is when you have your spiritual birthday. So it's from that time forward.
Okay.
Okay. So when you're 31, you're really only one? Okay. Spiritually speaking.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Are you, so it looks like you're using the whole deck. Is that?
That's what I usually do, okay. Yes. And then I have my other deck, like when it's a longer reading, I put in the other deck too.
Oh, wow.
So it stretches things out.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you are. Positive changes coming.
It's interesting, so that you're looking at the death card.
Yes. Changes coming, positive changes.
Okay.
Okay, it's not death and dying. Okay. It could be like leaving relationship behind, changing jobs, things like that. Okay.
Okay, cool.
But I don't look at death as in, you know, that somebody's actually passing away.
Okay, just sort of like an ending of one thing and a new beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here you are. Are you thinking of teaching classes?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, workshops.
All right. That's going to open up for you too.
Cool.
Okay. More towards the fall of the year, like October, November. But it's almost like a confidence thing that's going to hold you back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say that's pretty accurate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're almost done with these cards. Okay. Oops. I just got my hand stuck there. Oh, okay. It wasn't an oops. Oops in the cards.
It's the end of the world. Okay.
No. This shows you've had a lot of problems with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not with you per se, it's to do with them. Like, you are a very giving, caring person, and when you start to change, other people don't like that, so they try to initiate more control on you. Okay, so be glad you're not in those relationships anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So you have some friends in your life that are like sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So are you guys getting together soon?
Well, I guess it depends on which sisters you're talking about, because okay. I have some friends that are online,
mm-hmm.
and we're like this really close-knit group. But mm-hmm. there's also, I'm getting together with some girlfriends tomorrow night for ladies' night.
Oh, that's good. That's,
so that might
that's
be.
That's what I'm meaning. Not the online thing, but more personal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel closer. I have more communication with my friends that are online.
Oh, yes.
Than the people I'm getting together with tomorrow night. But mm-hmm. I do love them as well.
Yes.
So.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So that's basically what a reading would entail. But as I said, when it's a private reading, like the person's, you know, giving me questions and I'm helping to flesh things out a bit more.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. Well, thank you so much. So we are speaking with Elvira. She is a tarot card reader and clairvoyant. So before we go to a break, wow, 25 minutes have gone by. Oh, my goodness. So if you want to get on the air, we're going to be running out of time. 604-822-2487. I'm going to go to a break right now. And hopefully then the first caller who gets on will have a reading by Elvira. So we'll be back with more synchronicity in a moment.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
Catch Natalie McMaster April 2nd when her familiar sound of the East Coast fills every corner of North Vancouver's Centennial Theatre. Don't miss Natalie McMaster live. For tickets, call 604-984-4484 or visit centennialtheatre.com. Tickets are now on sale.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are joined today by Elvira. She is a tarot card reader and clairvoyant. She's an international psychic, and she does readings and workshops. She's going to be at the Best Western Hotel in Coquitlam on North Road on February 16th from 10 to 6 if you want to go and get a live reading with her there. She's also Elvira Tarot on Facebook, and you're working on a website, but it's not up yet, right?
That's right. It should be up probably within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. And that's Let's Talk
Tarot.
Letstalktarot.ca?
Yeah, .ca or .com.
Okay. You haven't decided yet, or are you going to have both of them pointing at the same?
No, somebody screwed it up for me, so we have to go through the process of correcting it and see what we can do.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So, now let's talk about, and again, if you want to get on the air, we have just about 20 minutes left to do a couple of readings. So if you want to get on the air, now is your chance. 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. So let's talk about the clairvoyant part of you. Because it's interesting, you had asked me during the reading if I needed a tissue, but I didn't feel like I needed to cry. So What was it that you were seeing there? Was that like a...
It was more of a feeling that all of a sudden I could pick up from you that there was a little knot in your chest, that a lump of sadness.
Okay.
It's, I feel a lot of it is to do with past lives. See, who we are today is an accumulation of past lives, and we've all had thousands of them. Okay. And I feel you've had a past life with... the Genghis Khan era, and one was with the Mongols.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Not really.
No.
It's where, you know, like you're subservient.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you just do to the nth degree, and you don't get any satisfaction or appreciation of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's where you're working hard and things like that. Okay. And there was a man that came to me for a reading, and he was always claustrophobic, like he couldn't stand being in stairwells or elevators. And it came through the reading that he had a past life in the Egyptian time where helping to build the pyramids, and then once they finished building, they didn't let the people out, and they sealed them in. So that was his experience.
Wow.
And he said, by my saying that, it gave him goosebumps. And he sort of shuddered there for a second or two. And then he says, well, that stands to reason why I don't like elevators and that.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's very strange, like, to have that go on.
That's freaky.
It sure is, yes.
Interesting. Okay, so then when with your clairvoyance, what's that like for you?
What is it like for me? It
yeah.
just goes hand in hand, part and parcel with being psychic or spiritual. You develop clairvoyance, clairaudience, They're sentient. It's all the other abilities that you have that are part of you, but more enhanced.
Okay, cool. Well, it looks like we have a caller, so let's see who's on the air. Hi.
Hi. It's Moana calling, a long-time listener.
Hi. Moana?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, and I've got a cold right now. That's why I sound stuffed up.
Oh, okay. Are you, you're calling in for a reading?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay. Your name's Moana?
Moana.
Moana.
Okay. M-O-A-N-A.
Okay. What is your question?
Well, I'm actually playing on, well, not playing, but on Match.com right now.
Yes.
And I was wondering if any of these people I've been chatting with were I was going to have a relationship with.
I love that question.
All right. Okay. I would say be careful with that.
Yeah.
Yes. Be very careful.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't feel you're going to meet anybody till October.
Okay,
but it's more like your friend set something up. It's way better.
All right.
Okay.
And also, I'm looking for work right now.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering what the prospects of that, and hopefully immediately or...
Okay, more in the springtime.
Okay.
You have a little bit more time to go yet. We're looking at March here.
Okay.
The middle of March.
Yep.
And it looks pretty good with that.
Oh, does it?
Yes. Okay, it's right now you need to take care of yourself.
Yeah. I've got to go to the doctor about this, yeah.
Okay, that's good. You don't want it to turn to pneumonia.
Okay.
All right,
okay. All right, thanks very much.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow. That was so quick. Okay, so it looks like we have another person who wants a reading. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hi. Oh, I guess we lost her. Okay, whoever that was, call back. But I just told her to turn down her radio.
Oh.
So she might not hear that, but
yes.
She'll call back in a second.
Yes.
So that all came up really quick. Okay, hang on. Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, so what's your name and your question?
My name is Amber.
Hi, Amber.
And just if you have any insight into the relationship that I'm in.
Okay. The impression here is don't do too much. Let him do some things on his own. Do you understand?
Okay.
All right.
Or I'm just wondering if I should let it go or...
How do you feel it's going?
Yeah, there's some stuff there, so...
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're doing too much.
Okay.
You need to do more on your own.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay. Is there anything more?
No, that's all I was getting.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Okay, so that's interesting because you had done like a much longer reading for me. So
yes.
Is that just because we had more time? Or?
Yes, we had more time.
Wonderful. All right, well, if you want to get on the air and ask a question, 604-822-2487. So we were just talking before the callers called in about your clairvoyance. So as you're laying down the cards, do you see additional images?
Yes, I see images. I pick up feelings. I smell smells. I taste.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So it's just part and parcel with doing readings.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, remember the other day I was mentioning to you about flower reading?
Yes.
What that involves with is picking a flower from your garden, like whatever flower you like, the roses, carnations, or whatever, and then you take it to the reader and they can read that flower for you.
Interesting.
Okay. So we can do that another time if you like.
Cool. So okay. I thought it was like a deck of cards with flowers on it. No,
it's a live flower. Okay. So the bottom part of the flower is the childhood. The middle is where you are right now. And the top part is the old age. Okay. And then you look at the leaves, like what are the leaves like? Do they have brown spots on them? Brown spots are health problems or deviations that you took in your life path, things like this. And then you have the blossom. Like, is it a big blossom? Is it a small blossom? Small blossom means that the person is shy. Okay. And if it's a big blossom, it means they like lots of attention or there's lots going on around them, you see? The inside, when you look at the stamen, like, Is it a big stamen? Like, are they vivacious? Is it a small stamen? Like, oh, they're not. They've always wanted to be singing, but they've never done anything about it. See, so flowers have very many different things to tell about them.
Interesting.
Yes. Hmm. And it tells about, like, if you're shy, if you're outgoing, many different things.
So you just pick it from, like, a random, like, the garden in your
yard? The flower, yes. But it relates to, like, say you brought a flower, then it would relate to you.
Okay.
You see?
So what if I went, like, because I don't think I really have any flowers in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
Would I, like, go to a store and buy one?
Yeah, or? Whichever one. You can do it that way, too. Pick a flower from the store, and you bring it to the reader, and the reader can read it.
And you just pick the flower you feel most,
yes.
that you like the most?
Yes. And then the color of the flower, like, it could be orange or white.
Cool.
You know. Pink?
I'd probably pick pink.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, so it's interesting since I want to ask more, 604-822-2487, but you've put your cards away for me, so I don't know if you can go back and answer more questions, but you were talking about the Edmonton thing and,
yes.
and the trips and all of that.
Because mm-hmm.
I actually had, there's a guy that I sort of... I don't know if I really want to see him or not,
mm-hmm.
But because he lives in Edmonton.
Right.
And he was in town and we went out on a couple dates and
yes.
had a really nice time. But like I know he lives there and I
right.
don't really want a long distance relationship. And,
no.
So it's interesting when you said that I'd be going to Edmonton a lot of times because
mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that.
mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's kind of up to you. As to with the relationship, okay. I feel he's got steady work where he is right now, right?
Yeah, he loves his job there.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay. I don't know. The impression I feel is that you're going to be making lots of trips to Edmonton. Okay.
But not necessarily to see
not
him, right?
Not necessarily to see him, no. Okay.
Because I don't know. I haven't talked to him since last Tuesday.
Yes.
And that's
mm-hmm.
not how I roll.
Yes.
If he's not calling me, then he doesn't get to see me when he's in town again.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, he kind of went on about how he wants to see me and da 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 da. And
okay.
I've been hesitant the whole time.
Right.
So.
Well, the more you hold off, the better it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you give in too quickly in a relationship, then it's all, she's easy. You see?
Yeah.
And that goes with many, many ways in a relationship. So you have to go slow, take your time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. But Banff, you're going to Banff with this fellow.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you'll have a really nice time there. Okay.
So, but this is my choice, right? What if I don't want to go to Banff with him? What if I don't want to go anywhere with him?
Then that's up to you.
Does that mean I'll be going with someone else?
It just means it's not written in stone.
Okay.
Like when you have a reading, it's not written in stone. It's not in cement.
Okay.
Like if the reader says something and then you change it, then you've changed it.
Okay.
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 So you've gone on another path. It doesn't mean that, you know, you just get together another time or whatever. You know,
okay.
It's just sort of one of the many possibilities that can go on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fair enough. Well, we just have a few minutes left in the show. So if you want to get on the air and ask Elvira a question, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. You got to call in now because in the next few minutes, we're going to also have Davey Ward calling in. And so if you don't get on the air in time, it's people call in the last 5 minutes and they're like, give me a reading. No, you had the whole hour to call in.
Yes.
So if you want a reading, you got to call in now.
Mm-hmm.
604-822-2487. And Elvira is going to be at the Best Western Hotel Center on February 16th. That's in Coquitlam on
right.
North Road, 319 North Road. So if you want to get a live reading with her, and also she has these wonderful card decks, you can go and see that. And also, okay, we've got a caller on the air here. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. not on the air. Okay. And is it okay if I give out your phone number?
Sure, that's fine. Okay. Yes.
So her phone number is 604-329-9341 if you want to schedule a reading. And she's also on Facebook as Elvira Tarot, 604-329-9341. And her website is going to be Let's Talk Tarot, but it's not up yet. .com or .ca in a couple weeks. But if they follow you on Facebook, then I imagine you'll have that up
I'll
there.
I'll have it up there.
Cool. Okay, so what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, we were talking about your guidance deck. So we're going to have... let me see. How am I going to give this away? It's a little bit complicated with readings and the phones ringing. Because you're going to have to... Okay, so the next person who calls in... who can come out to UBC and wants to get a reading on the air will get the guidance deck. It's past, present, and future. And it's like a tarot deck, but a little gentler without the fool and the death card and all of that, right?
Yes.
Yes. And there are instructions in there. And how much do you sell these for at psychic fairs?
$25.
Okay. So it's a $25 value. You can only get it right now when you go and see her at a psychic fair. So if you want that, be the first person, the next caller to call in, 604-822-2487 to get a reading, if you can come out to UBC and pick that up. And so you also mentioned you have a game that you sold out of at your last... Oops. What's that about?
This one is called A Voice in Dice.
Okay, can we put the bag down? Because it's rustling on the radio.
Sure, sorry.
So is that like a divination type game?
Yes, it is. It has four dice in it, and a book and a mat. But that's all sold out right now.
Oh, okay.
It went very fast in Saskatchewan and Manitoba for some reason.
Fun. Mm-hmm.
And you roll the dice, and then you go by what it says in the book.
So do I ask, can I try it?
Sure, if you like.
I like the dice. They're pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Okay. I think it's...
do I roll all four?
No, I'm not sure on that. I haven't done it in a while.
Okay.
Let's see the book. Let's see here.
All right, well, while she's looking that up, I'll just remind you again.
Sorry. Use the two white... dice, the two plain ones, and roll the dice for a yes or no answer.
Oh, okay, yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the question is, do I have to go to Banff with this guy who's not been on his best behavior? We'll see. Okay, so six and two?
Two is eight. Or, yeah, six and two. So you look up six and two. Oh, okay. No, things are too unclear at this time. There you go.
There we go. Yeah. Okay.
See?
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Okay. It's different. So then you use the colored dice if you want to do a deeper meaning and stuff.
Okay. And then do you roll them at the same time?
Yeah.
The red and the green?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A deeper meaning of that or?
A deeper meaning of another question.
So I have a question about the book writing because it's been, one of you had mentioned my health. I'm actually having some like joint problems. So that might be what that was about.
Mm-hmm.
And with the writing of the book, even if with handwriting, like I'm having elbow and shoulder problems, so it's kind of making it challenging.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to spend less time using my hands.
Right.
So I don't know, my question is like, how do I go about prioritizing my writing my book when I'm in physical pain? Okay. So two and two.
Oh, okay.
Four.
Oh, it's saying here it's a connection to your emotions.
Hmm. So with your, like, clairvoyant ability, can you elaborate? If I was just looking at the book myself, I couldn't do that. But
let's see. Four. What does that mean? So you just kind of look it up and stuff. Okay. Tension. Something to do with feeling of betrayal.
Hmm.
It's weird. So what are you writing about?
Dating.
All right. So doesn't that ring true?
Yeah.
All right. So how can you say you don't understand that?
What do you mean?
It's to do with dating.
Yeah.
And you don't understand why your arm is sore?
Well, I don't think my arm is sore because of the book. I'm just saying that's one of the things that I'm wanting to do.
Right.
And I'm challenged, yeah.
Okay. So, see, if you look at it symbolically, the right side of the body is male. The left side of the body is female.
Okay.
So, do you have trouble asking for help?
It's been
or
a problem.
Receiving help?
It's been a problem in the past, but not anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You sure it's all gone? Because it sounds like residuals of it are still there.
On my right side?
On the right side.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'll have to be mindful of that.
Yes. Okay.
Asking for more help. I do feel like a lot of, like you'd mentioned with expanding the show and doing workshops and things like that, mm-hmm. where I feel, now this is when I'm going to get all weepy. I feel like I'm doing everything on my own,
mm-hmm.
and like I'm willing to ask for help.
Yeah.
And I have asked for help.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I don't really have anyone that I can rely on in that area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I have friends who are there for me,
yes,
but who don't have the expertise in what I need help with.
Right.
So,
okay. So what would be good? Have you read the book The Secret?
Yeah.
All right. Apply the techniques from that. See, the mind is the fertile field. Whatever you plant there will grow. So if you want an assistant to help you that knows what they're doing, put out and ask for that.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I have been doing that, but all right.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And it may come in a way you least expect it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not looking at the immediate ones that are around you now, but somebody new and totally different.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
So whatever you want, like you just put it out there with your thoughts and it does happen.
Okay.
Okay.
I will work on that. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome.
So again, we just have a couple minutes before Davey Ward calls in. 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Coming up in just a few minutes here on CITR is Parts Unknown with DJ Chris Horrific. So stick around for that. And right now we're speaking with Elvira. She is a tarot card expert and clairvoyant. And you've been reading tarot cards for 35 years now.
Yes.
And you said in the lounge that it takes about 10 years.
Yes.
To get good at tarot.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And yeah. I was asking you about the angel cards.
Mm-hmm.
So does it take 10 years to get good at those too?
It depends on where you are in your psychic development. Okay. What it is you're meant to do. Like it could be a healer or a Reiki master or a tarot card reader. It's all different. So it's like when you go to play piano or accordion or whatever, it takes years to learn how to be an expertise at it. It's not something overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, well, tarot is quite a lot more complicated,
yes.
right? There's all,
yes.
and so how do the cards fit together? Are they all like...
How do they fit together?
Yeah, as far as, I mean, you were doing a reading for the people who called in and it was very short and you just laid down a few cards.
Yes.
But with me, you laid down like the whole deck.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference? I mean, can you just pull one card and get an answer or is it best to do something more complicated?
It kind of depends on the person and their situation. Okay. And sometimes... It depends on if their guides answer you back right away or if they want you to go more into depth or whatever. So it depends on a lot of things.
Okay. So when you are doing a reading, do you call on your guides first?
My guides and then your guides or the person's guides. And then I sort of step aside and we all have a meeting.
So can you like see my guides?
Yes.
Can you tell me anything about them?
Well... There's two new ones coming in, but basically the one you work with, her name is Jen,
mm-hmm.
and she looks like she's a fairy or a garden gnome, you know, a little pixie.
Oh, okay. I like those.
Yes. mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And what these two new ones that are coming in, what is?
They seem to be higher ones, okay, like Archangel Michael, Affion, they're higher ones than Jen.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay. That's why I mentioned, like, you're going through a transition. You're changing, evolving, and growing. Okay, so it's not like staying on the same level anymore?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you mentioned that every year after 30, you're growing. And
yeah.
I think that's true. It's sort of been like kind of exponential since like between 25 and 30, I had a fairly like a lot of growth. But then it's been more every year since then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a good color you're wearing, the color blue.
Yeah.
Because it means service and spiritual service. Okay, it's better to stay away from black because black is a very depressing color. It has the energy moving slowly.
Okay.
Okay, pink is a good color because you need to have self-love as well as, you know, love from our parents and love from our pets and our partner. So it's all different depending on the shade of color, the hue, all sorts of things.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I wear a lot of pink. I really, pink and blue are probably my favorite colors. And I like this kind of shade of blue.
It's good.
Yeah. I used to wear a lot of black.
Yeah.
Because, you know, black is slimming and all that. But I really like bright colors now.
Yes.
I wear a lot more bright colors.
Well, it's more you, the bright colors are.
Mm-hmm. And I told you when you came in, I really like your purple.
Yes.
She has purple dyed hair.
It's funny, I don't know why, but I thought you had bright red hair.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know why. Very strange.
Maybe my picture on Facebook looks a little more red.
It could be.
I don't know. My hair sort of like depends on how the sun,
how
the light catches my hair.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say that I'm a redhead, but I'm really not.
No.
So I'm just looking for a song to play. So this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. And I don't know where Davey is. She was going to call in and tell us about her workshop. She's doing a new tantra. I don't know if it's a book or a workshop or something new is happening. But she hasn't called in yet. So I'm just wondering now, before we close the show, what would you like to leave listeners with?
What would I like to leave them with?
Yeah, what kind of message are you hoping? Is there a message that you have for either everyone or one person who's listening?
Oh, for everybody, I would say if you have any goals in mind this year, go for the gusto and follow your dreams. Don't let somebody stomp on them and say it'll never work out.
Wonderful.
Because I believe things do work out. Sometimes it takes a bit of time, and it's always in spirit's timing, not ours.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Elvira, for being on the show today. Whoops. Oh, my goodness. This station is falling apart. Oh, yeah. Speaking of the station falling apart, we're having our funding drive coming up in March, and Opus Hotel in Vancouver has donated a night stay. So I think what I'm going to do is do a draw for anyone who donates $50 or more to the funding drive. So start saving up or figuring out how you're going to get yourself into the draw, because it's something like almost a $400 value, and you get like valet, and they'll drop you off somewhere in downtown, and you get an iPad to use while you're there. And Opus is such a gorgeous hotel. So if you want to get in on that, you'll want to be involved and donate to the funding drive, which is coming up in late February, early March. So yeah, we're going to need your donations because
everything's sounds exciting.
Falling apart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
February 8th, CITR presents the hottest and most exciting dance party in town, a Latin carnival dance. Be enchanted with two free dance classes and fantastic Brazilian performances. Come to the UBC Pit Pub masked if you dare, and enter a chance to win one of three astounding prizes. La Fiesta begins at 9 p.m. For more information, call 778-839-9417.
mystery to me. I want to believe in the things I cannot see. But my faith, sometimes it wavers, and I'm left out in the cold. I want to become wiser, but I'm scared of growing.
Oh,
Thursday, January 31st, Fortune Sound Club presents Castle, Bass Heavy Beats with a Soulful Twist, also featuring Max Ulis, Jake Dubconscious, Apron, and Okibi. Advance tickets available at High Life, Dipped, and Red Cat Records. Doors at 9:30. Sponsored by 101.9 FM CITR.
Saturday, February 9th, CITR presents the 26th annual Bob Marley Bash, featuring Steel, Natural Flavors, and Roz Nikki Lesh, hosted by George Barrett and Louis Sutherland. Tickets available at